Mr. Presidents, heads of state and government, prime ministers, vice presidents, ministers present here, ladies and gentlemen, dear friends, dear ambassadors. It's a pleasure to welcome you all to this ceremony. In 1996, the leaders of 180 nations gathered in this same room for the World Food Summit. They pledged to eradicate hunger and agreed on a global target of halving the absolute number of hungry people by half between 1990 and 2015. 4 years later of the World Food Summit, in 2000, the international community met at New York in the General Assembly and agreed to 8 Millennium Development Goals. The first of those 8 Millennium Development Goals aims to eradicate extreme poverty and hunger. And hunger was charged to half, not the absolute number, but the proportion of unnourished people. By the end of 2012, 3 years before the deadline, almost 38 countries have already reached the Millennium Development Goal. Of these 38 countries, 18 countries have also met the World Food Summit goal, an even harder goal to achieve. Today, we have come together to celebrate the achievements of all those 38 countries. For achievement of the 18 World Food Summit goal, to halve the absolute number of hungry people, we recognize 80 countries, 3 of them from Africa, Djibouti, Ghana, and São Tomé and Príncipe. 3 of them from Asia and Pacific, Samoa, Thailand, and Vietnam. 5 of them from Europe and Central Asia, Armenia, Azerbaijan, Georgia, Kyrgyzstan, and Turkmenistan. 7 from Latin America and the Caribbean, Cuba, Guyana, Nicaragua, Peru, St. Vincent and Grenadines, and Venezuela. And 1 from the Near East, Kuwait. For achieving the Millennium One target, half the proportion of hungry people, we recognize from Africa 8 countries: Algeria, Angola, Benin, Cameroon, Malawi, Niger, Nigeria, and Togo. 5 countries from Asia and the Pacific: Bangladesh, Cambodia, Fiji, Indonesia, and Maldives. From Latin America and the Caribbean, 6 other countries: Brazil, Chile, Dominican Republic, Honduras, Panama, and Uruguay. From the Near East, another country, Jordan. To each and every one of you, I want to say that you are living proof that when societies decide to put an end on hunger, and where there is a political commitment from the governments, we can transform that will into concrete action and concrete results. Thank you for showing us that this is possible. Before we proceed to the distribution of diplomas, let me mention that other 8 countries are on track to meet the target of the Millennium One first goal, according to FAO database. Those 8 countries are Bahamas, Chad, China, Ethiopia, Gabon, Rwanda, Solomon Islands, and Vanuatu. It's also important to recall that in 1990, almost 15 countries already had a prevalence of malnourished below 5% and are not among those being recognized today, but still deserve mention. Argentina, Barbados, Dominica, Brunei Darussalam, Egypt, Iran, Kazakhstan, Lebanon, Malaysia, Mexico, Republic of Korea, Saudi Arabia, South Africa, Tunisia, and the United Arab Emirates. I also want to acknowledge the strong regional commitments that are supporting and stimulating efforts to end hunger. In Africa, the Comprehensive African Agriculture Development Plan, the Africa Solidarity Trust Fund, and the high-level meeting the African Union is co-chaired with FAO, IFAD, and WFP, and the support of Lula Institute in next June 30 and 1st of July are good examples of such commitment. The Asia-Pacific region has just launched its Zero Hunger Challenge, responding to the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon Zero Hunger Challenge appeal. Through the initiative America Latina y Caribe Sin Hambre, Latin America and the Caribbean set the target to eradicate hunger in the region by 2025. In the Near East and North Africa, the Water Scarcity Initiative is combating one of their main barriers to food security. Let me also recall the participation of the International Donor Committee in this effort, helping to initiate and scale up actions to eradicate hunger and improve food security. FAO is proud to receive you here today and work with all our member nations, developed and developing countries, to reach our common vision of a hunger-free and sustainable world. Thank you all for your presence.